Advocates are calling for governments to work together to reduce the number of people experiencing homelessness, as newly released figures show service providers across Australia are forced to turn hundreds of people away each day, sometimes more than once. While the overall numbers seeking assistance for homelessness stayed largely the same since the same time last year, advocates are worried service providers will see an influx of people experiencing homelessness by mid-next year as coronavirus support measures are reduced, including measures to house rough sleepers. CEO of the Council to Homeless Persons, Jenny Smith, says the doubling of income support payments made a difference this year, but the fact the figures still rose means governments need to take a hard look at the problem.
I think what is remarkable is that the figures have gone up overall slightly by a few thousand people, even in those circumstances. And I think it draws our attention to what is starting to happen as that unemployment benefit has been reduced by a third and is slated to be reduced further in the new year. We're heading back in the direction of that $40 a day, it would seem inevitably at this point.
Are you concerned about what might happen next year?
Well, you can see that the numbers have increased slightly even in that circumstance. So, I mean, we're 433,000 social houses short, and social housing is the vaccine for homelessness. That combined with, you know, the recession that we've been in and the economic downturn that we will be experiencing for quite some time to come means that people that you would never have imagined would be at risk of homelessness will be and becoming homeless, and we have no national plan in action to deal with that at all.
In terms of already vulnerable groups such as women facing domestic violence and so on, do you have any specific concerns? We did hear that domestic violence shot up during COVID-19 during lockdowns. So looking forward again, what do you think might happen?
Yeah, well, I think initially during lockdown, the figures stayed very steady in terms of family violence, but we are seeing what we imagined might be happening given the pressures on family situations during the lockdown emerging more and more now. You know, women made up 60% of all people accessing our homelessness services in that last year of figures, and 90% of those people, had small children. Children under 18. Homelessness is predominantly about women, young people and children, and they are the vulnerable people in our community and they're also our future. So we really should be making plans to make sure that people who become homeless are prevented from doing so where possible, but also if they do become homeless that it's a very short and well-supported and not repeated experience.
That's Jenny Smith, CEO of the Council to Homeless Persons. Others, like CEO of the Alliance to End Homelessness, David Pearson, says Australia should use the opportunity right now to coordinate our efforts to deal with the problem of homelessness.
Yeah, well, I think that the key lesson from elsewhere, the communities that have either achieved significant reductions or in some cases local community areas have ended homelessness, rough sleeping homelessness in particular locations, what they've done is set an aspiration and said, we're going to count down to the goal of zero homelessness in our community and do whatever it takes to get us there, rather than what's often happened is it's like, let's just process more people through the service system and then we give them more services and hope that that's going to end homelessness. And what this data shows is that people are cycling in and out of homelessness. And because those service systems are getting overwhelmed with people coming back into homelessness, we need to seek to solve the system problems that are facilitating this churn of homelessness. We have reduced homelessness and provided more support for homeless people in the last 6 to 9 months than we've probably done ever in this country. And so there's never been a better time to end homelessness than right now. But at the end of the day, hotel rooms and supplements that are temporary aren't going to solve the problem. What we need is to make those responses permanent and to make sure the coordination and support is there. And if we don't do that, not only do we lose all of the great work that we've just done, we're going to see a whole influx of more new people coming in who are going to be homeless, and we'll have the kind of homelessness camps that we saw in Martin Place in Sydney a few years ago, and the protests in front of the train station in Melbourne. That's the kind of future that Australia faces if we don't take serious action to address this really alarming data that we're seeing released today.
And that was CEO of the Alliance to End Homelessness, David Pearson.